We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning. We haven't had him on this station for a long time, but we're so glad he's able to fill in for us. It's Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Stan. It's nice to be with you after my long hiatus in travels, so I'm glad to be with you again.
All right, fine. Well, what are we going to cover this morning?
Well, we're first going to talk about the provoking of armed intervention in Syria. The U.S. and its NATO allies continue to provoke a justification for military response in Syria. First, it was the refusal to tell the world that the so-called unarmed protesters did in fact harbor armed provocateurs among them who were shooting at Syrian police in order to provoke an armed response that in turn the international media could condemn. Then there was the massive importation of foreign arms through Turkey, and the U.S. still claims, you know, they have nothing to do with that, but it's not true. They have many arms dealers that they, secretly use black operations funds to pay for arms and ship them through Turkey. Israel was one of the main conduits of those arms getting into Turkey so that they could build up an armed resistance within Syria. But the latest and most egregious has been the creation of an actual massacre of women and children and then blaming it on the Assad regime. Now, you know, before I go any further, I want to be very clear that I'm no supporter of the tyrannical Assad regime that has controlled Syria for decades and who has colluded with the U.S. even in torturing people under the auspices of extraordinary rendition. But although all of us must vigorously protest, Stan, the use of trumped-up provocations to justify armed intervention for what is agenda, not democracy. It should be sufficient to tell the truth about tyrannical regimes, but the U.S. and its allies don't dare give Syria a chance to counter how the West was complicit in keeping them in power for so many years, just as the West played ball with tyrannies in Egypt, Libya, the Sudan, Ethiopia, Zimbabwe, Iraq, and Iran, and the list goes on and on. It would also highlight an embarrassing contradiction in American foreign policy, whereby it selectively prosecutes some tyrannical regimes, while letting others, much worse, like North Korea, which is the most repressive in the world, get off with token sanctions outright or outright aid in food and oil shipments. The U.S. has even given North Korea outright guarantees of no regime change and no military option. And how is that merited compared to Iran, which is much less aggressive than North Korea? Well, instead of taking the high road of no provocation and no provoked intervention, mainstream Republicans are trying to out-warmonger Obama and use the evils of this manipulated massacre for political advantage. Of course, hyping intervention to those dumbed-down Americans who listen to the drumbeat of the establishment media. For example, the BBC was caught in the past using photos of dead Iraqi children, claiming that they were victims of Assad to justify the U.S. proxy war or hope for war. The UK Guardian touts the official line when they say, The U.S. top military officer has warned Syria that it could face armed intervention, and international outrage grows over the massacre of women and children by tanks and artillery in Hula. Now, this is a gross big lie. The attribution of this massacre to tanks and artillery is simply untrue, but done so that the readers could come to no other conclusion than the Syrian military must have done this because it was tanks and artillery. Well, just one day earlier, the U.K. Independent gave a much more detailed account, which explains why these could easily have been agent provocateurs within the opposition and not military strikes. We have to remember, the opposition controls the town of Hula. So how would you have soldiers running through, you know, slitting people's throats? They said, in a massacre of unprecedented savagery that brings Syria close to civil war, some 32 children and 60 adults had been slaughtered in villages in the Hulu area of central Syria. Anti-government militants blame pro-regime gunmen for carrying out the butchery. Now, that wording is very important, because when the opposition in Hula says these were pro-regime gunmen, they are not saying uniformed people. In other words, you know, these are, you know, supposedly somebody out of uniform that they're claiming are pro-regime gunmen. Well, you can go figure, of course, that these are agent provocateurs that have gone in there with the mission to create a slaughter so that the international media, the U.S. and NATO, can blame it on Syria. Tanks and artillery don't cut children's throats, and neither do soldiers of the Assad regime, who know very well that the international community is just waiting for such an excuse to justify an invasion of Syria. In fact, I happen to know that strict orders have gone out by the Assad regime to all military units to avoid civilian casualties at all costs, and they would certainly face extreme disciplinary measures if they got caught slitting people's throats. It's just, this is very clearly the act of criminal agent provocateurs, not soldiers. Yet the opposition continues to fight among the civilian villages that they have taken over so as to make sure there are civilian casualties that can also be blamed on the Assad regime. Well, as I say, this town of Hula is controlled by the opposition forces, not Syria. They are the most likely group to have access to this crime. The Russians, ever playing both sides, dropped the idea that Al-Qaeda must have infiltrated the opposition. Notice they don't want to condemn the opposition, and yet they support the Assad regime, and so they insert the old well-worn thing that they've used for years, that the U.S. used for years. If you lack a boogeyman, then you say Al-Qaeda must have been there. And as you know, we've talked about before in the World Affairs Brief, the media always accepts government spokesmen blaming something Al-Qaeda, and yet there's virtually no confirmation ever given in the media of how they would know so-and-so was Al-Qaeda. There's no badge, there's no identification card, there's no uniforms, there's no red bandanas. There's no possible way to do that. And so the U.S., of course, claims, oh, well, we have insiders who've infiltrated Al-Qaeda. Well, if you have, and this is my question, if you have insiders inside Al-Qaeda, and I'll explain why, you know, that's both true and false. If you have insiders in Al-Qaeda that you know their every move and you know every name and you can identify every person killed in Al-Qaeda, then you've got enough information to take out the whole organization. The fact that they haven't is because Al-Qaeda is a U.S. black operation run through Saudi Arabian intelligence and funded by Saudi Arabia, and portions of the U.S. created Al-Qaeda are funded by the Pakistani ISI, which is, of course, controlled by the CIA as well. And so this is why this is such an egregious piece of disinformation, is they can always throw Al-Qaeda up because Al-Qaeda is a creation. They can always say so-and-so was killed. Well, they're not killing their own people. They kill people that they lure in through U.S.-run operations on Al-Qaeda.
Hold up, Bob. Hold up, Bob. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing is good. Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, I'm Dad back here. Our guest this morning is Joel Skousen, and we've been talking about what's going on in Syria, which is designed to bring about and justify either American or NATO intervention to topple that government of Assad, and of course to bring democracy to Syria. Only that's not what's going to happen. It's going to end up under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood, as is happening with all the other governments over there we've toppled. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, the real reason why the U.S. is pushing so hard to remove the Assad regime is that Syria has the largest capacity of ballistic missiles that they can throw at Israel. And the United States and Israel both know that there's going to be hundreds of missiles hit cities in Israel if Israel attacks Iran and Syria isn't taken out. So I'm absolutely convinced this is not about putting the Muslim Brotherhood in. This is about putting in, or about, you know, taking over and stopping Assyria from being an ally of Iran during the upcoming Iran attack, so that Israel will sustain as few serious large-scale missile attacks as possible. There still, of course, are a few thousand smaller missiles that are controlled by the Hezbollah in Lebanon, but these do not have the destructive power that the Russian-built missile batteries that Syria has. So I think that's the entire reason. I think we're going to see Syria taken down before the attack on Iran, and that's probably the reason why the U.S. and Israel keep backing down on this attack on Iran, not because it's not coming, but there's a couple of things relative to the election that they don't want to, you know, engender more support for Ron Paul and the anti-war movement by postponing the attack. But I think they're going to try to engineer another fall of Syria, of another Arab country in the phony Arab Spring. And, of course, we know that all of these Arab Springs are deteriorating into, you know, continual infighting within the country. Egypt, for example, has still not yielded power from the military after the supposed overthrow. And the militias that are in charge of Libya are pretty much under the globalist control. They're a mixed bag, but I think our dark side of world government has a tremendous ability to be able to threaten and keep under control these various radical Muslims that they've put into power in Libya. They've seen what they did to Gaddafi, and it kind of keeps them under control as well.
All right, we'll go right ahead.
Well, one of the most disconcerting things is the way that the Republicans are, and the neocon advisors who Mitt Romney has surrounded himself, have pushed him into an extreme warmongering position. You know, it's very interesting the way that they, you know, we never get any change into both parties. Obama gets elected under an anti-war platform, and he does nothing but continue the globalist agenda. You say, well, he got us out of Iraq, but that's really only partially true. The troops all went to Afghanistan, and there's still 50 or 60,000 troops, combat troops in Iraq that are called trainers now, but they're very clearly, and they're, you know, going to be, and we will be back in Iraq when an Iran war comes. So this is really only a temporary respite to pacify the anti-war movement. There's going to be a supposed drawdown in Afghanistan, but I don't think that'll ever come, given that the fact that there's going to be a much larger war in the Middle East. Everyone forget about the withdrawal from Afghanistan once the war with Iran starts. But if Obama gets elected as an anti-war candidate and then ceases to be that, and then but continues to, you know, play with the idea and make it appear as if he's winding down the wars, then Mitt Romney comes along, a Republican, and tries to drum up an even larger war. Of course, talking to the conservatives who have this knee-jerk patriotic reaction, which really is a holdover from the Vietnam War, Stan, in the sense that the Vietnam War was the last legitimate war against a foreign invasion of another country under communism. And that's why that war was not supported by the establishment. That's why they let the anti-war movement foment. There were no yellow ribbons to distribute among all the civilians about supporting our troops during the Vietnam War. That only came once the wars became a globalist intervention. And so conservatives are still stuck in the defense of the military after Vietnam and think that all wars, it must be these liberals, you know, trying to stop wars defending the United States. But these wars since Vietnam have had no regard for defense of the United States interests. These have been pure wars of intervention in the name of democracy, but in fact they are to foment long-term hatred against the United States as an intervener, and it hands to Russia and China the ultimate excuse to take down the United States in a preemptive nuclear strike sometime in the next decade, I'm predicting, you know, as taking down the bully of the world. And I think this war in Iran, which will really devastate the infrastructure in Iran and cause a major Middle East war, is going to be just that thing that will continue to exacerbate the Muslim world opinion against the United States. And, of course, Israel and the United States will jointly be hated forevermore once Israel comes out the victor in this Middle East war. And I might also say I'm not predicting that this will turn into World War III. There are too many people on the right that are saying this is going to turn into World War III, and it's not true. Russia is not going to come to the aid of Syria any more than they did Iraq or Iran. Russia is going to simply stand by and let Syria be taken down, but monitoring all of the time all of the U.S. Sensitive military communications, and they'll be using and experimenting with some of their new weapon systems in Syria against U.S. armor and against U.S. airplanes in an attempt to see how their new equipment fares against high-tech military gear. Russia has always used these wars, such as in Iraq, to practice and get their surrogate countries to practice using anti-tank rounds and special munitions and other things without trying to give away the secrets that they have. So it's a really real cat-and-mouse game.
Okay, well, it's, certainly it's such a tragedy that we go from war to war to war, and there's not a greater outcry from the American people. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, there was another story I picked up this week for the World Affairs Brief. Pat Buchanan, a past candidate for president and co-founder and editor of the American Conservative, has a fascinating article this week on how Bill Kristol purged the Arabist in the Republican Party. By this, he meant those who were playing up the Arab side of the Israeli-Arab conflict. In reality, Buchanan doesn't really understand the nature of the conspiracy going on here, so I'll help interpret relative to how the globalists operate on both sides of any conflict. But he did capture completely one issue of how the pro-Israel side of the neocons are dedicated to purging the Ron Paul faction out of the party. So Buchanan begins by saying, after taping John Stossel's show on May 15th in New York, the missus and I took the 10 a.m. Acela, that's the commuter train between Washington, D.C. and New York, back to Washington. Once we boarded the train, who should come waddling up the aisle but Bill Kristol? He's the overweight godfather of globalist neocons and publisher of the Weekly Standard, which is the premier neocon magazine in the United States. He said that I did not ask what he'd been doing in New York, but thanks to the website Mondo Vice, I found out Crystal was there for a May 15th debate between Jeremy Ben-Ami of J Street, that's a lobbying street in Washington, D.C., and the pro-Israel organization B'nai Jerushan Synagogue of the Upper West Side of New York. After listening to Crystal, writes Weiss, I'm still reeling. Crystal was treated like royalty and came off as a Republican Party warlord, bragging about how all the hostile elements to Israel inside the Republican Party were purged over the last 30 years, and no one now dared to question the power of the Israeli lobby. Crystal says, the big story in the Republican Party over the last 30 years, and I'm very happy about this, said Crystal, is the eclipsing of the George H.W. Bush, James Baker, Brent Scowcroft realists, an Arab old-fashioned Republican Party, an Arabist, a pro-Arabist old-fashioned Republican Party, very concerned about relations with Arab states that are not friendly with Israel. That the Bush crowd is yesterday, said Crystal, let me just say that the Bush crowd, that we have to remember that Crystal is a globalist just like Bush, Baker, and Scowcroft. He can crow about them being purged, but the establishment hasn't purged any of these devotees to Henry Kissinger. Every one of these, Bush, Baker, and Scowcroft, are very much aligned with Henry Kissinger, who's very much in power still today among the globalists. It's just that the pro-Arabist portion of the party was only placating the Arab position in past decades in order to provide an excuse for Israeli globalists like Shimon Peres, Ehud Barak, and Ari Sharon to make unwise concessions and betray Israel's conservative settlers during the Oslo Accords and the removal of Jews from Gush Katif, which never led to peace. Once these pro-Arab, phony support for pro-Arab positions played out, it was now okay to announce that these guys had been purged from the party. But in fact, it only means that these other globalists, like Bush, Baker, and Scowcroft, are now free to switch positions on the issues and get back in line with the all-pro-Israeli faction prior to the war with Iran, which is still coming. In other words, Buchanan fails to see that when people like Zbigniew Brzezinski, who's just as much a globalist as Bill Crystal, takes a position opposite to Crystal, it isn't because they really disagree. It's because one person has agreed, as conspiracies do, to go and infiltrate the opposition and take opposition positions so that they can control both sides of the debate. And not only had the Arabists, like President Bush, says Buchanan, been shoved aside by the neocons, the Pat Buchanan, Ron Paul types of Republicans have been purged, said Crystal. Crystal admitted to playing a role in expelling members of the Republican Party he does not agree with. He said, these are Republicans we had to repudiate, said Crystal, people of whom I disapprove so much I won't even appear on the same stage with them. I've encouraged that they be expelled or not welcomed into the Republican Party. I'd be happy if Ron Paul left, he said. I was very happy when Pat Buchanan was allowed or really encouraged by George Bush to go off and run as a third-party candidate. Unquote. That's Bill Crystal speaking. Well, Buchanan in his article says that isn't true. George W. Bush never encouraged him to go to a third party. In fact, both he and party chairman Jim Nicholson tried to dissuade him. And that I can confirm as well, that the establishment really didn't want Buchanan to run as a third party. That said, all independent challenges to the two-party system that receive big media attention, like the Ross Perot thing, are promoted by the establishment in order to turn the election one way or another. As needed at the time, even though Buchanan didn't know he was being used, Ross Perot and Ralph Nader did know where their money was coming and who was calling the shots. Here's Crystal's point. Refuse to toe the neocon line on Israel and you have no future in the Republican Party. Pro-Israeli Ben-Ami seemed equally exultant. We've won the war. We've won the war, he said at the conference. He told the audience, 99% of Congress now votes 100% of the time with Israel. But Ben-Ami appeared nervous about how this unanimity in Congress behind Israel has been achieved. Quote, I very seriously doubt and absolutely do believe that a significant percent of American members of the House of Representatives and the Senate are intimidated on this issue of Israel. And they worry about the ramifications of speaking out. They're worried about the attacks that they will receive. And so he's saying basically we haven't really won the war yet. There's still, you know, people that we've got to control. Ben-Ami said 50 members who have criticized Israel are courageous, but another 200 are scared to do it. Haaretz.com reports Ben-Ami is saying congressmen live in fear of the Israeli lobby. Crystal laughed at this and dared Ben-Ami to name them. So, you know, it's amazing what happens on these private lecture circuits between globalists. And a lot of people within the pro-Israeli movement, especially fundamentalist evangelicals and Christians, don't realize that the Israeli movement has been hijacked by the globalists. And they, of course, are pro-Israel because of the biblical view, which I subscribe to, that there is a God-given destiny to the house of Israel to go back to Israel. But despite that God-given destiny that the Lord clearly outlined in the Bible, it does not mean that the Lord approves of the Israeli government, which in fact is just as conspiratorial, just as evil as our government is, and only uses the pro-Israeli views to be able to get Christians snookered into supporting war. And that's exactly what the Israeli government does as well.
Well, hang on. We'll be back in just a moment. There was no doubt of the American people.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes, beta carotene, alpha carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next BioSuperfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or BioSuperfood at hotmail.com.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet? Or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space? Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest, of course, is Joel Galison. Before we go on, Joel, would you like to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the World Affairs Brief and how they can get your excellent books on planning planning for the difficult times that lie ahead.
Well, thanks, Stan. My World Affairs Brief comes out every Friday. It's a weekly analysis of the news, and there's a modest subscription fee of $48 a year for this service, and I do appreciate people's support. But before people subscribe, they can email me for a free sample issue at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com, they can see and read a lot of the free analysis that I've got on there. Especially my specialty is trying to understand what these conspirators for a globalist world government are doing and have been doing in order to provoke not only wars, but assassinations and other attacks on American sovereignty. On my other website, joelskousen.com, people can see pictures and examples and content of my various books that I've written. I work under the philosophy that we need to try to fight to save our liberty in this nation, but at the same time we need to prepare for a takedown, because it's obvious that since they control both political parties, we continue to head towards world war and destruction of liberty no matter what we do. That isn't meant to say that it isn't worth fighting for. We have to keep fighting and keep building the movement. But still, we need to prepare at the same time for a takedown. And so one of my most important books that's very, very popular right now is the new third edition of Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. It's the all-new color map edition with a tremendous amount of detail and very popular, highly recommended by Jim Rawls in his survival blog site. Covers everything in North America in terms of safe places. And unlike Jim's recommendation of the redoubt, three states or five states in the West that the only place he says are safe, I give people examples of safe places in almost every state in the Union, even though some states are very lowly rated. My biggest book is The Secure Home. It's a complete 700-page design manual on remodeling an existing home or building a high-security residence or retreat. Covers everything in security as well as self-sufficiency, generators, solar, wind power, water power, all of those things necessary to build high levels of security and self-sufficiency into a home. And my last book is How to Implement a High-Security Shelter in the Home. It's a book about how to build a safe room in a basement. And all three of these books are available from Radio Liberty.
By calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, in my analysis of what's going on in the world, the biggest threat by far is not just the wars that the U.S. is provoking in the Middle East, which will turn into, I believe, a major Middle East war in which Israel will come out a strong man in the Middle East. But it is going to eventually provoke a third world war with China and Russia, both of which are building massive amounts of armaments and nuclear weapons and delivery vehicles specifically to attack the West someday. Well, now comes along our U.S. missile commander saying that Chinese missiles are no threat to us. With idiots like this in charge of U.S. deterrence, America is doomed to suffer a nuclear first strike. The general is speaking, and what I'm going to quote from, to the Council on Foreign Relations, who are promoting this disinformation. He says, China's nuclear weapons do not pose a direct threat to the United States, the man in charge of America's arsenal said Wednesday in calling for greater dialogue with China. Well, that's a standard procedure for everyone the U.S. allows to become joint chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. They've got to be pro-China. They've got to continue to have Chinese military exercises so that they can steal and find out more about U.S. military capabilities. He said, we would like to have routine contact and conversations with Chinese military, General Robert Kaler, head of Strategic Command, which oversees U.S. nuclear deterrence, told the Council on Foreign Relations in Washington. We think there would be tremendous benefit to that in both China and the United States, in particular to help us avoid some misunderstanding or some tension in the future. This is just pure idiocy, Stan. Every time we let China into our weapons labs under this same excuse to reduce tensions, they steal the technology, and that's precisely what these globalists intend. That's why they allow the Chinese to have been, touring and taking pictures within American military factories ever since the 1990s. The STRATCON commander said that although the United States and Russia account for roughly 90% of the world's nuclear weapons, dealing with China on the matter would become increasingly important. This is not true. Nobody knows how many missiles China has. And so how can they quantify that? But the miles of underground tunnels hiding missiles in China indicates their arsenal is much larger than what the U.S. is admitting. He says, I do not see the Chinese strategic deterrent as a direct threat to the United States. We are not enemies, he said. We'll have to eat those words someday, in my opinion. And he'll be retired by then and unaccountable. But it's generals like these that when they retire, they build big bunkers under the retirement homes in Colorado and other places where they retire. So they know something's coming. And that's one of the reasons why I wrote my books on strategic preparedness, because if they know that a major nuclear attack on America is coming, we ought not to be so naive to not prepare in advance like they are.
And I really think that the American people are very, very foolish not to realize that a nuclear war is coming. It's not a matter of if, but when. But go right ahead, Joel.
Well, it was very interesting that this week the establishment news media is claiming that Mitt Romney has sewed up the Republican nomination, that he's exceeded the 1,144 delegates needed for the nomination. However, that tally is based on non-binding primary results and assumes Romney gets corresponding proportion of delegates as to his electoral victories, which is not true at all. As I've detailed in recent World Affairs Brief articles, Ron Paul has actually won a majority of delegates in several states, 11 in all, and Romney has only won a majority in 19. Santorum and Gingrich, have won some, and they could throw those to Romney as well. But at this juncture, according to one of the only sites on the Internet currently dedicated to keeping a tally of the actual delegate totals, says that Romney has 600 delegates and Paul has around 200. Now, that's assuming that the Paul delegates who actually get elected would be free to vote their conscience, which I do not believe they will be allowed to do. I believe that the Republican Party will, in fact, dictate how those people must vote in the first round, and they're going to sew up this nomination for and on behalf of Romney. Now, that isn't because, as I've said many times before, the establishment really wants Romney to be president. They just don't want Ron Paul to be president, and that's why they've got to support Romney, who has acceded to accepting neocon advisors all the way around him. You know, too many conservatives said that makes Romney an insider. It does not. The reason they tried to get Gingrich and Santorum in so badly was because Romney isn't an insider. Now, he's bending over backwards to try to please them, but he isn't an insider. They don't like people with their own money and their own prior positions inserting themselves into the political process. They like to control that through the media. They've had to deal with Romney two times now. They've now decided they're going to have to let him win the nomination, but they're going to try to defeat him at the polls.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods sells hard-to-find clean meats for your family's table. Cured beef, bacon, veal, turkey, and summer sausage, all pork-free. Also all available in collagen casings. That's right, collagen casings and pasture-raised, healthy, no hormones, no antibiotics beef at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. Ask about shipping.
During these trying times, our troops need our help more than ever. Right now, blood supplies are at an all-time low. Just one pint of blood can save the life of a serviceman. So give the gift of life, give blood. It's safe, it's simple, and it saves lives. That's from Frontier Self-Storage in Johnstown, serving our listeners with quality service, reliability, and integrity. They care about your total satisfaction. Remember, you're a friend, and your patronage is valued and catered to. That's Frontier Self-Storage at 205 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Our guest this morning, Joel Stausen. Joel, go right ahead.
The establishment has really been, establishment in the Republican Party has really been trying to stop the effectiveness of the Ron Paul delegates. I have a subscriber who's a member of the, who got elected to the delegation of the Louisiana State Republican Convention. It's coming up June 2nd. That's tomorrow. In the Louisiana caucus on April 28th, there were 111 Ron Paul delegates out of a total of 150 delegates, giving the Ron Paul people 74% of the delegates going to the state convention. State convention central committee then appointed five more delegates for each district, bringing the total up to 180, which dropped us to 61%. See, they just keep adding delegates of their own choice in order to dilute the Ron Paul power. Then there were four pages of rules for the convention that all the delegates were asked to read and comply with. Now, with less than 48 hours before the convention, the Louisiana Republican State Central Committee issued some 16 pages of supplemental rules, he told me, which are designed to negate the Ron Paul delegates, and they are requiring a delegate allocation affidavit notarized, which stipulates that if you are elected as an at-large delegate, you will only vote for the presidential candidate you are assigned to vote for at the national convention. They've also required all nominations to be made on paper form rather than the traditional verbal nominations. And just amazing how they keep changing the rules to make sure that Ron Paul will not have any effect at the Republican National Convention.
Well, obviously, this whole thing is a setup. They're not interested in representative government. There is a small group that controls the leadership of both political parties, and the last thing they want is somebody who represents the position of the American people. Go right ahead.
Well, it's also amazing how the entire Republican establishment has caved in on the issue of Obama's illegal alien status, the so-called birther issue. And, you know, Donald Trump is able to get on national television and talk about this, and I think the only reason that they allow Donald Trump to do so is so that they can use his being on there to debunk it, and that's what has happened all this week when Donald Trump went on and mentioned, you know, the Obama birth certificate issue being a fraud on national television with Wolf Blitzer of CNN. And then CNN, for the next 2 days, have selectively talked about this interview, giving little snippets, not giving anyone the opportunity on the birther issue side to defend their position, and have sat down and tried to debunk it on national television, and basically using Donald Trump as the laughingstock of this in order to drive it out of American consciousness that Obama was born in Kenya. In fact, he was. It was amazing when I listened, because I was traveling and going through the airports and listening to the CNN broadcasts, which are, you know, propagandizing everyone all during the day who are traveling on the airports. Now, they talked about the debunking that they had done relative to the testimony of the grandmother of Obama, who claims that she was at his birth in Hawaii. And now they're claiming that the translator said that he made an error in the translation of what she had said, and that she actually said that, you know, he was born in Hawaii. But, you know, it doesn't match. When you look at what he translated, she's talking about being at the hospital in Kenya when he was born. If you're going to translate and make a mistake about Kenya versus Hawaii, you're going to be in the hospital in Hawaii when he was born. But he wasn't born in the hospital in Hawaii. There are no records in Hawaii of Obama or his mother being in the hospital. And she has never been outside of Kenya. So this couldn't have been a translation error, but it shows how the establishment can get to a translator and get them to say anything, just like they did on 9/11, got to all these scientists to try to assert that Building 7 came down without explosives on its own. It is just ludicrous, the power of this establishment to get people to perjure themselves and lie, whether through threats or through payoffs, I don't know. But all I can say is that the establishment is has gone and spent millions of dollars, and this is one of the largest proofs of a conspiracy of how they have taken a person who's an illegal alien born in Kenya and who came to the United States on a student foreign scholarship and visas and then falsified his records, hid all of his records so that nobody could see where this guy came from and made him president of the United States. I mean, talk about holding a person over the barrel, knowing that, I mean, they gave him a false Social Security number. And the media is covering up for this. The state of Hawaii is covering up for this. They keep talking about, you know, the fact that the Arizona Secretary of State went to Hawaii to get confirmation that they supposedly gave him proof. Well, let me tell you, there's no proof to give him because we're dealing with a certification of live birth in Hawaii. I used to live in Hawaii. I had a daughter born at home in Hawaii, and I have got a certification of live birth as a birth certificate for her. And they're different from a birth certificate that comes out of a hospital that has a doctor's signature. There is no long form. There is no short form. The certification of live birth is not a short form of a long form, and that's what skewered a lot of the conservatives. They kept thinking, well, show us the long form. There is no long form. There are two forms of birth certificate in Hawaii. One is a birth certificate. One is the certification of live birth. The first one, the birth certificate, is filled out by a hospital and signed by an MD doctor. And it is a valid proof by the doctor that so-and-so was born in the hospital. Obama doesn't have that. Obama produced a certification of live birth. All of this done is a certification by the parent that their or a midwife that a child was born out of a hospital system, and therefore they're certifying. And I did this with my daughter who was born at home. I have a certification of live birth for her. There is no other proof for Hawaii to provide. If I went to Hawaii and said, show me proof that my daughter was born, they can't give me proof because all they've got is my certification. They can give me my own document back and say, that's the proof. So you see, when the Secretary of State said that Hawaii showed him proof, they're lying. There is no proof to show them, other than a certification. And no one in the state of Hawaii is making mention of what I'm telling, that any parent, falsely or otherwise, can certify to the state of Hawaii that a child is born there, and they accept it. And that's how this fraud went down. And the reason there are newspaper notices in the two newspapers about the birth of Obama is because the parents put it in there.
Well, Robert,
but anyone can do that.
Thanks much, Joel. God bless. Bye-bye.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Dan here, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners of my ministry. Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we could certainly use your help at this time. We've gotten somewhat behind, and a lot of people are feeling the economic pressure, and some of our long-term supporters have had to drop out, and understandably so. They've lost their jobs. So if you're in a position to step forward, if you agree with me that we're involved in a spiritual war that's being fought on a political battlefield, and this is totally being ignored, well, I would love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. Now, we're moving into very difficult times. They are going to intentionally destroy the value of our currency, impoverish our people, destroy our industrial base. It's all part of the Agenda 21 plan. I'll be speaking on that at the conference this weekend in Santa Clara, and hopefully we'll have the DVD available very, very shortly. It's a pretty good talk, and it will help to make sense out of the insanity that's going on today. Why would they be actively sending our jobs overseas? Why would we be actively sending our manufacturing, sending our wealth overseas? Why would we be destroying the value of our currency? You can't continue spending money, 43 cents out of every dollar you spend being borrowed. They know exactly what they're doing. They want to destroy this nation because their loyalty is not to this United States, but to the internationalist dream. You need to hear my talk on the Forbidden Secret, my talk on the Dark Secret, the two DVDs. These come with a syllabus. They're both available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have a new DVD. It's called Population Control, the Covert Agenda. And then we have my relatively new DVD, my interview with Norman Dodd, the Director of Research for the Reese Committee, the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations. The title is Dangerous Deception, and it's a video interview we did some years ago. And then I'll give you a dissertation, bring you up to date on what's going on and what I've learned over the last 50 years so that you don't have to make all the mistakes that I do. You don't have to believe communism is the enemy. Ladies and gentlemen, we've financed communism. We're financing it in China today. We're financing it in Russia today. We're building up the best enemy money could buy in preparation for the coming war. And you say, that's ridiculous. Who would actually build up an enemy in preparation for war? But that's exactly what we did with the Nazis. We financed the Nazi war machine, not only before the war, but during the war. And if you haven't read the books by Professor Sutton, formerly with the Hoover Institute, by John Loftus, he had a security clearance, three levels above top secret. His book, America's Nazi Secret, my 4-CD set with him, of the war against the Jews. And, of course, my DVD with Professor Sutton, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. So that's Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, the DVD, and then the DVD, The Best Enemy Money Can Buy, and then the book, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, John Loftus' book, America's Nazi Secret, The Four Tapes Set, The War Against the Jews, Charles Iams' book, of Trading with the Enemy, We Finance the Nazis, Older in the War. Well, you gotta have a war, you gotta have an enemy. I pray for racism.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure